In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To the lineup here, Henrico, Richmond City closed. Did we hear from Chesterfield? I'll double-check on that. And, it's 4 to 6 inches of snow, so I think most of us are going to presume, not assume, but presume that just about everything's going to be closed. It's the way it is. Hit me up on the James River Air text line again. You're sort of our field reporters in all of this, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Couple of folks weighing in here. Jeff, this is Kristen from Ashland. It is snowing here in Ashland, and the roads are very, very slick. Fair enough. 804 says, oh, it's Walt. Walt says, hey, Jeff, I've been on the road. I've actually been to the gym at Virginia Center Commons this morning. The roads were actually pretty good this morning. High temperatures for the day was supposed to be around... Looks like around 5 to 8 o'clock this morning. Then I got on 64, the Oilville exit, about an hour ago. There was a van in the median. The interstates have been as good as possible as far as I have traveled today. Special thanks to the contractors out there spreading the sand, the salt, whatever else. Thanks also to the first responders out there helping folks. Just saying, let's be honest, people around here can't actually drive in the sunshine, so please take your time. If you're out on the road, you just add some precip and forget about it. Yeah, well, is what it is, I suppose. Let's see here. 804 says, Jeff, I am at the Western Dump in Goochland. They have already closed, and Route 250 was clear out here in the northwestern part of Goochland. Side roads not clear. Yeah, the neighborhood roads are, of course, going to be the issue, and that is compounded if you've got school buses getting in or out of the neighborhoods. As I've mentioned to you, trying to get the main roads clear, as I understand it, we're talking about 95... and 64, 288, 295, stuff like that. Secondary roads, the 54s of the world. And then you get down to the neighborhood roads. And then, well, we got nothing going on, right? So that's why there are going to be a lot of people who are just not going anywhere. For the next day. I was supposed to be doing this thing tomorrow out on Sharps Island, which is very exciting. I'll give you the whole story on that when I'm allowed to. But I was very excited about that. And then I'm looking at the weather and it's like, I don't think we'll be getting out of the house, let alone going anywhere. So I think that's the way it's going to be probably for most of us for the next day. And I'll keep you up to speed, obviously, on the closings as they come in. All right, let's take a look at a few things. Let us take a listen to a few things as well. Ilhan Omar and her friends in Minneapolis apparently are involved in some pretty shady stuff, if you believe certainly the president, and she just doesn't seem to think it's a big deal. Cut number one.
We have a lot to get to with you, but I want to pick up on where the Treasury Secretary just left off. He alleged that people who were tied to you or your campaign were involved in this broad, brazen scheme to rip off the Minnesota state welfare system. Do you want to respond to that? Do you know what he is referring to?
I really don't, and I don't think the secretary himself understands what he's referring to. We obviously had people who were able to donate to our campaign that were involved. We sent that money back a couple years ago. And actually, I was one of the first members of Congress to send a letter to the Secretary of Ag asking them to look into what I thought was a reprehensible fraud that was occurring within the program.
Interesting. Interesting. And yet, that doesn't seem to be true. How about cut number two?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cut number two.
Because, as you know, one of the initial defenses by the organization at the heart of the fraud, Feeding Our Future, was to claim the probe was due to racism. Do you think that this was all about negligence, or that it was like political fear of alienating the Somali community?
So you have to remember that the woman who led the program is a Caucasian woman. And that was her way of making sure that this would continue to happen by using whatever rhetoric that was available to her. We do know that when the money was stopped, they did sue. The AG, Attorney General Keith Ellison, defended the department in that lawsuit. It was a judge that said it should continue, that money should continue to go out. And so this wasn't something that people were not looking at. There was always those alarms, and we will continue to understand where things might have gone wrong as these investigations continue and as these fraudsters are prosecuted and sent to jail.
Don't you mean, like, you know, some people did something? Wasn't that you? Cut number three.
Well, it's going to have impact for your community because we've already heard that the head of Medicare and Medicaid say they're going to have a new policy that applies to Minnesota. You heard the Treasury Secretary say they're investigating. But there's another thread here. Because House Republicans and the Treasury Secretary just now talked about a link to terrorism. A possible link. He said they're just now beginning to look into it. How confident are you that that's a false claim?
I'm pretty confident at the moment because there are people who have been prosecuted and who have been sentenced. If there was a linkage in that the money that they had stolen going to terrorism, then that is a failure of the FBI and our court system in not figuring that out and basically charging them with these charges.
She is such a buffoon, and yet, you know, she's put together this whole gimmick, and she's got people who believe her. Now, I wonder behind closed doors what the conversations are, don't you? Because there's nothing to her of substance. in terms of being a candidate, even being a member of Congress, being a public, there's just nothing there. So what is she saying behind closed doors? Hey, I got you taken care of. Not to worry about it. You know, I'll handle this. You handle the votes. That's the sense I always get when I hear her. I think, gosh, you're at least publicly, you come across as a clown, with a vacuous clown at that. Maybe behind closed doors, she's got something going on. Maybe she really does know the issues. I doubt it. Or maybe she's just been friendly with the right people and made the right promises, and it's gone that way. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just sharing with you my observation. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I understand we also have one of our centennial minutes moments from now on the Voice of Virginia, News Radio, WRBA.
And now a News Radio, WRBA centennial minute celebrating 100 years as the Voice of Virginia.
We're going to do these closings?
Yes, sir. We have our county list and our few private schools. So here's the list now, and it's quite a variance. Listen carefully. Amelia County schools are closed. Buckingham County schools, Caroline County, Chesterfield County, Cumberland County schools, Dinwiddie County schools are closed. In Essex County, they are closed. Gloucester County schools are closed. King and Queen County is closed. Lancaster County schools are closed. Middlesex County, Northumberland County schools are closed. Nottoway County schools are closed. Prince George County schools are closed. Powhatan County, Sussex County schools are closed. York County schools, Charles City County schools are closed. Riverside School is closed. Stony Point Elementary School, Amelia Academy is closed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.